is the situation different this second day, different than it was yesterday? Are you feeling safer? One of the questions we're dealing with here as we continue on the Good Day program. Welcome in if you're just getting started. Roberta Fasanelli joins Rich McFadden and me.
Hello.
Jennifer is in Hawaii trying to figure things out over there. And meanwhile, we're looking at pictures of the place where Osama met his end. The satellite imagery of this compound, about an acre, 3 blocks from the police station.
Yeah.
And within earshot of the largest military training facility in Pakistan.
That's kind of like their West Point, isn't it?
Yeah, and they didn't know that Osama bin Laden was there.
Amazing.
I hear there was a Chuck E. Cheese on the corner, too.
Yeah. Right.
And this was like a specially built compound, wasn't it? Like with high,
high
cement walls.
How these people have been sucking. If one thing is absolutely necessary here, the Pakistanis shouldn't get another penny of U.S. foreign aid.
They knew
under
what it was.
Any circumstances. And I'm looking at some of these blogs here where people are sharing their thoughts on this. There are people who have some expertise and some people who have some experience in, you know, the sort of things that we're talking about here, whether it's the military side or the side that is about counter-terrorism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to get started with a blog, a really good blog, Richie. Because I can see, we have good Facebook coverage, Facebook page.
Yeah.
Most everybody's got one now.
Yeah, we do.
Friends, family members. I was talking to a guy yesterday in the real estate business who I sent him on to Ken Kessler, who's our Facebook guy, to have him set up a Facebook page for himself. He said, I'm the only one in my family who doesn't have it. I said, you're in the real estate business, pal.
You got to be connected, man.
What's the matter with you?
You got to be connected.
Yeah, you sure do. But anyway, looking at some of these links and what we're getting, I just don't see, as I said to Richie a few minutes ago, there's nothing new here now. This is all stuff. We had a wonderful day, and I say wonderful in the sense that we have had a national celebration of sorts. And there are a lot of people who still don't trust the information.
It's still so funny. We had a national celebration of this guy's getting his head blown off.
Yeah, right. And what it means for Americans, interesting how the Iranians have twisted around some other people in the Middle East, especially who are not our friends. But under the circumstances, the only thing that I think is relevant today, from my perspective, is whether or not you feel safer. I don't think there's any question that Osama bin Laden is dead. You want to question that, fine, do it somewhere else, because I think it's foolish. Now, having said that, what about your own feelings of safety? And how are you talking to your children about this? 800-51. Did you talk to Victoria about this?
Oh, absolutely, Victoria.
And
I had a very interesting conversation about this.
And now your daughter is 15 years old now,
she's
right?
She's 15.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, she says, I don't know whether or not we should celebrate anybody's death, thank goodness they died.
Yeah.
But
she said, you know, there are certain cases, she said, this guy, she said, probably Hitler, you know, fall into the category of, you know what, no remorse.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting to hear her say that. She's a very sensitive and very forgiving and very tolerant kid. Extremely tolerant.
All right, Richie, hit the email button, would you please, just for fun. We haven't played this for a long time, and I've been looking through, some of the, I guess, email and Facebook stuff and whatever works. But I got one that was really poignant yesterday that I want to share with you.
Ding dong.
Rich and I were always talking. As a matter of fact, we were talking again. We managed to have lots of quick conversations about how the program is to be pursued. And he was talking about how quickly people come in, new listeners all the time, every second of every minute of every hour. There are new people that are coming in trying to figure out what's going on. So let me bring that point home with this email from Ellen Herner, who writes, Dear Mr. Stefan, I was flipping through the dial on the radio this morning looking for some information about Osama bin Laden, and I happened upon your broadcast on a new station, new program. I had not listened to you before, and to say the least, I was overcome. You verbalized what I've been feeling most recently about how I feel about Christians and Christianity. Let me explain. I came to know Christ at the age of 37. If you would have asked me prior to that if I was a Christian, I would have said, yeah, but I wasn't really. not an action or a word. Since then, God has led me into places I would never have believed, as far away as Kenya, in fact. I understand completely your skepticism as expressed today on your program about people who use their Christianity as a cover, which of course means they are not following the teachings of Jesus at all. My husband and I recently went through a series and are now leading groups called the Truth Project, affiliated with Focus on the Family. This caused a deep fundamental transformation in me. I am in a place where I am wondering how to reach people like you are describing, the people who hurt the witness of Christ. I'm actually grieving over the amount of damage people are doing to each other, and not just the overt violence that we see every day, but the rudeness, the sarcasm, the hatefulness, the ugliness, the coldness, the greed. Now, let me give you a little background into what this lady is speaking about. It was about this time yesterday, I think, wasn't it, Roberta and Richie? When we were talking, we got to the business of with the news of Osama bin Laden being killed and how the religion that he represented has been very aggressive. And it represents not only what's going on in that religion, but most religions. There is an aggressive side to the nature of some who would follow or who believe that without countenance, their word is right. They are the only ones who are right. And they want to eliminate in many in different ways those who either do not agree with them or who do not think that they are right. And that is completely against the Christian teaching that I grew up around. And I am happy to tell you, I don't think religion, commercial industrialized religion, has much value. There are plenty of things in the experiences and the teachings of the people, if you want to take Jesus as an example, who lived pretty much, from what I can tell, an exemplary life. And there are people who are, and he had no religious, you know, as Roberta pointed out, he didn't get killed because of religion. He got killed because of the politics of what he was saying.
Yet you're a big believer in organized prayer or thought.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you have organized prayer and thought of many people without having some kind of, I don't know, getting together in, I guess, in a church-type setting.
Why do you have to go to church? God's everywhere.
Mm-hmm,
God's not
right.
In the church. God is every single thing. Look at your body. Look at the grass. Look at the
things.
You always say, let's all, the more people that have a good thought about this or that, the better.
Right.
Now, if I'm standing on this mountaintop and you're standing on that mountaintop, how are we ever to...
Richie, can you hear me?
Exactly. So wouldn't it be better if you and I were together and said, you know what, let's have a good thought for this? And that's what, to me, organized religion tries to be.
I don't think it's organized.
Although,
I think it's not organized. Organized religion is somebody who comes around with a cup and wants a dollar from you on Sunday morning. That's what organized religion is.
I totally get your point about how it's managed by the people who try to organize religion.
Yes.
But when you look at it in the smaller sense of neighbors getting together on a weekly basis.
Yeah, that's fine.
To have.
But they don't have to. They can do it in your cellar.
Thoughts about God or.
They don't have to go to church
good
to do
things.
That.
Sure you do.
No, you don't.
Sure you do.
No,
some people do, Doug. Some people do. They need the structure in order to learn
to
be able to pray.
It's
a structure. People need structure.
No, well, it's something.
And they need the
structure
of the church.
But for me, I did my Easter Sunday church, and one of the things I really realized.
I used to go to Easter Sunday sunrise service on the top of a mountain. There's no church there. We were all on top of a mountain. We were worshiping.
What I'm trying to get
you
to realize
the message of Easter
is organized thought can't happen if everybody does it by themselves.
I don't agree. But that's okay. You and I can disagree without being disagreeable.
You can sit by yourself in the corner there, and you have your...
I have my curds and whey.
The power of one.
Well, I have the power. Are you kidding? I got the power of 4 million. I don't have the power of one. I got a lot of people who are listening right now and thinking, you know what? What he's saying makes some sense. And there are other people who are throwing shoes at the radio.
Sure.
Hey, listen, that's what it's about. Yeah, go ahead. Throw your shoes. So anyway, I wanted to thank Ellen Herner for making me and all of us think. And that's really what this is about. Here's Susan, who's been enjoying 10 minutes of the radio program. She's driving to work listening to us, Roberta and Richie. Mm-hmm. She was disappointed the other day to hear my rant about the oil industry and then complain about radio folks who rant. I ranted, and then I ranted about those who rant. Anyway, this was about the price of gasoline. And I'm thinking that yesterday the cost of oil per barrel went down about 10% because of the death of Bin Laden. And I don't, you know, is that because we are feeling safer and more secure? Mm. Is that back to the point, the question?
No, they struck oil on his compound.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wish that I'd known that. I didn't know that, Richie. You've been able to buy some stock. Here's Lori in Lake City, Florida, listening to The Jet. Hi, Lori. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Are you feeling safer today?
I kind of the opinion of there. You don't get excited that someone's dead, but you do feel safer.
Yeah. Well, you feel
you feel
relieved.
To some extent, I think I feel relief for the people who lost specific loved ones.
Yeah.
Because they have to have some form of
some closure.
Closure, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
And
so,
I want to agree with Richie about the church thing.
Okay. That's swell.
In the sense that it's not the church building, I think is what Richie's saying.
Yeah.
It's the group of people coming together for the same ideas.
But you can come together. You don't have to be in a church.
Exactly.
Okay.
But the church is not the building. The church is the people.
Do you think that the church is
exactly? So you're right in the sense that the church is not the building, and you don't have to be at that building to be with God or to be with Christ.
No.
But by being together with a group of people, you do tend to learn more. The same reason we have schools, the same reason we have other places that people get together to do things.
And there's more of a connection.
See, I don't, that may work for you guys. That's swell. I don't need it. I, on my tractor, if I'm out in the field and I look around and I think, my God, what a glorious, beautiful circumstance to be in. And I'm feeling that way all by myself.
Time.
Say again?
Certainly, I think that God requires us. Christ even requires us to get in our lonely place, in our alone place with Him.
Yeah.
It even says that we are to do that. But it also says, in order to grow, you do that with others.
And that's the thing, Doug. If you only have thought with yourself, how are you going to grow?
I don't believe that I'm thinking. I think thoughts are things, and I think that I exchange thoughts with people all day. You know better.
How do you exchange thoughts with people when you're?
I think thoughts get exchanged without there being words exchanged.
Because I am telegraphic, Doug.
No, you can look at somebody. I can look at you and get something out of you, and I don't have to be having a conversation with you. Thank you for your points, Lori. It's 20 after on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Holt Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I had PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family.
We had a reunion of our unit, and you'd hear these spouses say, "Is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that too. I thought it was just us." And really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Warriors should know that resources are available. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Here go the girls.
Yeah. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I want to tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms.
All right, ladies, here you go. Get crazy.
No, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's
well-known television soap star and musician Rick Springfield, arrested in Los Angeles the other night on suspicion of DUI.
Uh-oh.
61 years old, pulled over for a traffic violation. When the police approached the car, they smelled booze on him. They had him perform field sobriety tests.
Alcohol was involved?
Which he failed. His blood alcohol level measured 0.1 and 0.08 is what's legal in California. He was taken to jail, booked. Released on $5,000 bail for those of you who are big fans.
He's had a tough couple of years there.
Rick Springfield. The pictures you see of him, I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He looks like he's been through the ringer, sort of. Been through his share.
You know, he's had a good, clean existence, it would appear, for his whole career. And then past couple of years, he came out and admitted to sexual addiction a few years ago and talked about some of the struggles that he's had with that. And apparently his wife and him were having problems because of it. And then now this. And he does look a little, hey, listen, we're not all 35 forever.
Born. Yes, we are, Richie.
Yeah.
In fact, hold that thought.
I asked my Facebook page last night after going to Taekwondo and playing dodgeball with all the kids there, how old do you feel and how old do you act? And had a lot of fun responses with that.
800-510-8255. We want to have you tell us whether or not you feel safer. And also, did Pakistan know? The answer is so obvious to that, but it's worth having a moment or two if you'd like to rant and rave a little bit. Help yourself. 800-510-8255.
What do we do about that? 510-8255. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Rich. 800-510-8255. 800-510-TALK. So, what do we do about it? We stop giving them foreign aid. That's
or do we say...
Here's what I'd like you to do.
Okay.
There's a website that developed yesterday, BenLadensDeadRadio.com. I want to check that out. BenLadensDeadRadio.com. You know, I said a few minutes ago, this spawned, at least for 24 to 48 hours, a new format, All Osama All the Time. Now the first person who was on the air on BenLadensDeadRadio.com said, "This is a great day in America. As the mafia say, he's swimming with the fish."
Yeah, one of the better jokes I saw yesterday was, why are we polluting the waters anymore with his carcass?
Yeah. 800-510. The New York Daily News headline yesterday, Rot in Hell. You saw that, Roberta?
I saw that.
Roberta's a New Yorker. The Navy SEALs, a lot of people are thankful for them. The CIA, that's fine. The Navy SEALs have, I don't know of any blemishes. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert on the SEALs, but plenty of blemishes on the CIA. So we don't forget those, but we acknowledge the work that was done right here. Why not? You take the good with the bad. Donald Trump said he needs to see the death certificate. I saw that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's
great. Was funny.
That was pretty funny. So anyway, that's the the stories continue, and I think safety for you and your children. I'd like to know again how you are approaching this with your children, because it has to be discussed. If your children are old enough to be cognizant of what's going on, what does all this mean to them? You can't ignore it. You got to tell them the story. Coming up to 28 past the hour, Shelley Palmer and a focus on cyber criminals. And don't forget, to get yourself pain-free, go to drkenshow.com right now for your free sample of Salonpas. It's a patch that will alleviate pain. Check it out at drkenshow.com right now, 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, cyber criminals are exploiting Osama bin Laden's death to trick people into visiting malicious websites. Scammers are also circulating infected messages on Facebook with links to videos and pictures. Similar scams pop up almost every time a major news story breaks, so always be aware of clicking suspicious-looking links. In other news, a recent poll measured consumers' perception of major companies and the tech industry ranked the highest. In the top 10 were Google, Apple, Intel, and Amazon.com, with high marks in social responsibility and workplace environment. Out of 60 companies measured, Google topped the chart, and cable companies neared the bottom. And finally, people haven't learned that what you put online can be accessed forever. Divorce lawyers are finding incriminating evidence on Facebook, with one survey linking the site to 1 in 5 divorces. Remember, technology is just a tool. It's people who decide how to use it. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour, a good day because Bin Laden is gone. Are you feeling safer? Roberta Fasanelli is going to help us with her Queen of Cheap items. She's always on top of that stuff. Today, teens and teachers from the Queen of Cheap in just a matter of moments, talking about some of the items that are coming through email-wise, some of the social web comments on the death of Bin Laden. Is this a miracle that he has been found and, as the Iranians would say, murdered? We murdered him.
Like we murdered Hitler.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Congratulations.
So
you can be next.
Yeah. You know, where's that?
Mine up here.
I'm a dinner jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a dinner jacket. Yeah.
Anyway, there are things that do occur that are miracles. I'm much a believer in this. We're talking about, with some it has to do with religion. I think it's deeper than that, goes beyond that. We're having sort of a quasi-conversation about religion and the way religion is used and abused by some. That has been part of the thread here. Because of the death of Bin Laden, we go back and circle around to the issues about religion and how people misuse the knowledge they have. They use the knowledge on people who are not educated. And so I'm into planting seeds. We were talking about where religion is exercised, how people come together and flower, grow. And this is a great, I think, analogy for this time of year. I bought all of the seeds and things from my garden yesterday, planted some peas, put the lettuce out. We'll do some other things as we get closer. You got another week or so. Most people in the Northeast wait another week. Where you are, Richie, you can put your garden out right now because there's not going to be any more frost down there. But think about the vegetables that grow, the flowers that grow, things that bring out the best of us in springtime. And look around at the miracle that is growth, how the earth, in essence, dies every year and goes into winter and then is born again in the springtime. And I think this is one of the miracles. If you're not a believer in them, then how do you explain this? How do we get from this indistinguishable magic that is growth, and not see something that's deeper in it? And you're a part of this. You can work this. You're part of nature. You're part of what's real. So give yourself that time to be reborn and to bring the miracle of you around into the foreground, not in the background, the foreground. And think about what it is that you have to offer to your family, to your friends, to the world in general. I'm betting that you'll think there's some pretty good stuff. What are you doing?
Hmm?
What are you doing?
I'm eating my breakfast.
Why are you so rude that you would do that while I am having a conversation?
I'm trying to do it quietly.
So turn your microphone off. They didn't do that.
Is it in a jar? What are you eating?
I'm having my Metafast oatmeal with some strawberries in it.
All right, so here we have, you'll be curious to know, I was about to do this anyway. Thank you, Roberta.
You're welcome.
I have put together, Richie, three of the MetaFast soups. I am currently on the stove cooking cream of broccoli soup, chicken noodle soup, and chicken with wild rice soup.
All together.
Yes. Why can't you just eat it?
I don't like to do that. I like
But he does that. He makes
like
pots
so weird.
Of simmering...
Right,
exactly. It's like eye of newt, bat wings,
right.
You know.
Yeah. And if MetaFast had a wonton soup, I'd put that in there, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And if they had a, I mean, I like to mix things up, but MetaFast
Throw
soup.
The chili in there. My favorite is the chili.
Sure, okay.
Chuck some of that in there.
I don't know if I have any of the chili. I got to speak to the lady that
The chili's
helps us,
good, man. Yeah, I need to order some new stuff.
Yeah. So how are you doing with your advisor? This is MetaFast's finest hour. For those of you who are not familiar with the MetaFast, we've... I've been, I think Richie and Jennifer have been the ones that have been most steadfast.
I am in constant contact with dozens and dozens of listeners who have tried it.
Yeah.
I don't hear from anybody
that they didn't work.
Who hasn't lost 12, 15, 20 pounds.
Yep.
My sister-in-law, my wife lost 7 or 8 pounds that she needed.
Yep.
I lost 28 pounds.
Jennifer's 28? Wow.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that this hasn't worked for.
I'm at about 23 now.
Done a good job with
it. Yeah, yeah.
All right,
it's
so
amazing.
This
is
proof positive. Jennifer looks great. Last time I saw her, she looked great, great, great. She has a wonderful way. She looks good no matter what because she has this sort of glow about her.
She's sexy.
A beautiful girl.
She's sexy.
How often do you diet through the year? How often?
January, February, March, and then I'm done.
All right, well, it's now May, Rich.
Right.
You got to maintain it. So go to MetaFastKen.com, or better yet, call the folks at MetaFast, 800-506-4115, 800-506-4115. Is that too quickly given to you, or do it again one more time? Use the code Dr. Ken. You'll save money when you order the MetaFast meals. This program works, 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 works.
Absolutely.
800-506-4115. And you can be just like your friend Doug Steffen and mix the stuff all together. Yesterday I made brownies.
And you mixed the chili in with the brownies?
No, I didn't do that. I was trying to find something to mix in with it, and I wasn't successful. But I did give it some thought anyway.
Oh,
but there's oatmeal. There are the eggs are really a good.
I like the mint chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Oh, aren't those good?
Mm-hmm. I've actually run out of the bars. So
I need the peanut butter chocolate
bars.
Yeah,
that's my other one. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
All right, let's get to what's going on with Roberta and how we can save some money. It's time for the Queen of Cheap on Good Day at 20 minutes before the hour.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
By the way, one of the things that was suggested we might want to talk about just a little bit is the suggestion we make May 1st a national holiday.
Oh, right. For Bin Laden?
Yeah. Killing of Bin Laden.
I don't think so.
I heard yesterday that Hitler was killed on the same day. I have to check that out.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Hmm.
Really?
I'll look
isn't
it up
May
here.
May 1st, May Day?
May 1st is May Day.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't around on May 1st, so we weren't on the air, so we didn't get a chance to celebrate. All right, what are we saving money on?
Okay, let's start with Summer Apparel from Aeropostale. If you've got teenagers, you know they love that brand. Well, right now they got their shorts, their tanks, their tees, their swimwear, all at more than 50% off.
Wow.
So stock up on it while the sale is going on. The promotion ends on the 5th. You only got a day or two to do this. But grab your teen and go over to Aeropostale and go online. Staples, they're also having a 25th anniversary sale. They've got stuff up to 50% off, including office supplies, computers, technology, furniture. Great time to stock up, too. For Teachers Appreciation Week, Office Max is offering up to 80% off on school supplies and including 100% back in Max Perks bonus rewards on Clorox, Sharpies, and Papermate items. And this is for if you're a teacher or you're stocking up, you know, it's the end of the school year now, and a lot of these supplies that the teachers have are running down. And, of course, the school districts, because they're running running out of money, aren't resupplying them, so they appeal to the parents. So this is a great way to help your teacher restock through the end of the year.
We spend a ton of money on
Right, and the parents have to stock the classrooms.
After they pay their real estate taxes.
Yep.
Ridiculous. Just,
it is ridiculous.
If you live near a Lego store today at 5 o'clock, your kids can build a free Lego daffodil, which kind of strikes me as rather strange. But, I mean, I could see building a Lego truck or a Lego.
My daughter would like to build a Lego daffodil.
A Lego, I guess, for girls, I suppose so. It just strikes me as strange. And if you're wondering where Sarah and the gang have been and what they've been up to lately, you can get your free Travel Alaska Vacation Planner.
Right.
And you can
see,
go up there yourself and see what the Palins are up to.
Sarah Palin's going to be digging Sarah Palin this week.
Sarah Palin was in Central California over the weekend, lambasting the government for limiting the amount of water the state's farmers can get for their crops. This is ludicrous. And I'm finding it interesting that she is around suggesting she's everywhere, so she's got to be running for something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would she be? Well, why is it? I mean, she's certainly a millionaire and several times over now.
She's not doing this for altruistic purposes.
No, she's not running for anything. This is her gig now, is going around and trying to control what the government is controlling with you. Like, being a farmer and using water.
Well, that's why I pointed it out, because this one,
it's paid for speaking positions, books, and to be a TV pundit.
Well, but I'm with her on this. I think that there is a ridiculous. How do you get growth? You know that this administration, it's time for the honeymoon to be over as far as I'm concerned, with the bin Laden stuff. There's a proposal sitting before the Natural Resource Environmental Department, one of the agencies, to buy farmers' land and grow trees. Shut down agriculture and grow trees. The Environmental Protection Agency wants to spend like billions of dollars.
Because those farms make too much dust, Dudley.
Right. That's right. I forgot about that, All right, so anyway.
Hey, by the way, Hitler died on April 30th. When did bin Laden, what was the official date?
May
1st. It was
a
Sunday, so it was the first.
May
1st,
right.
That
would have
been something if it was the same day.
Now you could have that. We could have a weekend celebration.
Here we go.
May 30th, the 1st of May, celebrate the...
Like President's Day.
Yeah, it's called Bastard's Death Day.
Nasty folks. Kill the nasty folks.
Yep. Okay, this weekend we have something else to celebrate, though. It's Mother's Day. Mother's Day, Sunday.
Nice segue.
That's right.
Thank you very much. I'm the king of segues.
You go from Hitler and bin Laden to Mother's Day.
Well, you know what? Hitler had a mother and so did bin Laden.
Right. Now, they called, pro flowers to...
I don't think that pro flowers wants to take credit for having Hitler or bin Laden call them. But you can. You can call at 800-PRO-FLOWERS and get the deal of the week, the deal of the month, deal of this celebratory time, Mother's Day, and a dozen assorted roses can be your mom's for $19.99. But you know what I like even better than that? I like the $10 add-on, $29.99. You get twice as many roses, and you get a free box of chocolates and a beautiful vase.
Why not?
$29.99, why not? That is exactly my sentiment. Why not? Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug when you call him. This amazing Mother's Day deal will go till Friday at midnight. That means your mom will still get these, I'm not settling for one dozen, two dozen roses for Mother's Day. It'll be delivered on Saturday. They'll be good for at least a week. It's a great deal. ProFlowers.com. Go there on the web. Click on the microphone. Top right-hand corner. Type in Doug. ProFlowers.com. And the deal for this week, all these beautiful roses. If you've never used Pro Flowers before, here's your way to get started. It's a great deal. It's 800 Pro Flowers, or go to proflowers.com using
the keyword. Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be. This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Ever dream about starting your own business? Well, you're not alone. In a recent Yahoo Small Business survey, having a flexible work schedule, being your own boss, and earning a living while fueling your passions are the main motivators for starting a small business. And with National Small Business Week starting on May 16th, now just may be the time to take some action. Yahoo Small Business expert Melissa Sobel suggests an important first step.
Today, having a website is crucial for any business, from consulting services to local stores and restaurants. The website establishes credibility for your business and makes it easier for customers to find you and learn about you. Business websites can cost as little as $10 a month, and you can often build the site yourself without needing a technical background, which helps to keep startup costs down.
Sobel also suggests you seek the help of trusted brands and advisors, from your website partner to your accountant, and do your research. You can begin by visiting smallbusiness.yahoo.com to find more resources to help get you started.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
All right, television. I've been all over this. Richie and I were just talking about the number of television programs that have focused on the death, the killing of Osama bin Laden. Here from ABC News, Brian Ross talks more specifically in his presentation about where bin Laden lived.
The U.S. picked up a lead, the CIA, in August of last year.
Right.
And they believed this compound. They had tracked two of his couriers through information, as you were talking about earlier, from Guantanamo detainees. They tracked the couriers to this town, Abbottabad, outside Abbottabad. And then they discovered there was this huge compound, $1 million, huge walls, a wall for the terrace so you could sit outside and sun yourself, but no one could see you.
Right.
No telephone, no internet, which seems strange. Why was it cut off from the world? And they began to believe this may be where bin Laden is being hidden. When they went in yesterday, they still had not had a positive visual confirmation that he was there. It was a very gutsy move. They believed it was the case, but they did not have an absolute confirmation that he was there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is one of the things.
What if he hadn't been there? How would they have justified that?
Well,
you have some sugar, please.
Yeah, one from next door.
Some grape poupon.
Or some eggs.
Right. So the event. How are they, certain programs are focusing on the event and how it affects the president, short-term, long-term public approval, that sort of thing. Whether we can trust Pakistan as an ally. See, that's the question that I have. I say no, we cannot. How strong is Al Qaeda still? That's part of the discussion that goes on, whether or not the majority of Muslims believe that bin Laden's death does them good or harm. That's all part of it. We get time for this, shall we do? Here is LL Cool J thanking LL Cool J. Everyone knows who he is, thanking the Navy SEALs.
Had you met with any Navy SEALs, especially like the ones who went in and took out Osama bin Laden?
First of all, I'd just like to commend those SEALs for going in and doing a terrific job and service for our country. I think that that was amazing. Camp Pendleton on the West Coast, I went down to Camp Pendleton and met with some special ops guys and got a chance to really, sit down and talk to them about what it means to put your life on the line every day. And I mean, just meeting with these guys, they consider putting their lives on the line like, breaking a fingernail. It's a real serious thing. And it's amazing to be able to play the character, because these are guys that they really are the true heroes.
Yeah, LL Cool J. 51 after on Good Day.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love.
And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, 53 minutes after the hour, time for you to go pain-free. Check out the DrKenShow.com website. Free sample of Salon Pass or Salon Pass. It's a patch. It'll make you
pain. You just said it twice and got it both wrong.
I know, yeah, but you know what? I'm doing it because now you annoyed me.
I know. Salon Pass.
Yeah, all right, okay.
There you go.
Anyway, the country is united, or is it? I don't know. I'm looking around at a few of the things that are on television, and I'm very interested in talking a little more about some of these things, some of the shows that have been on, the Bin Laden TV shows. We normally spend some time talking about television here anyway. Jennifer is not with us today. Hopefully she'll be back on In Sync with us tomorrow. Roberta Fasanelli and Rachel McFadden. Let's see here. TV networks trying to figure out what to do after the demise. What do we do that's new here? Watching for shows like How I Met Your Moolah. here's another good idea for a TV show. The Big Bang and the Face Theory.
Yeah, yeah, that one hurts.
Oh, man.
Real Wives of Abbottabad. Maybe a good show, right? Saturday Night Dead. Extreme Home Makeover, the Navy SEAL edition. Over on Home and Garden Television, you can watch for House Crashers.
Yeah, there you go.
Big Bang for Your Buck and 72 Property Virgins.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Discovery Channel will present American Chopper, and this time it's not about motorcycles. And while you might want to go over to the Nostalgia Channel. They're running A La McBeal.
A La McBeal.
Laverne and Zawari. Pee-wee's Pakistan Playhouse. I especially
enjoy that. Pakistani Playhouse.
And Married with 24 Children. There you go.
Yeah, man.
On TV, the Bin Laden television show.
That's funny.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has come under fire for using words. He actually used the word stutterer in a derogatory manner, referencing Seth Meyers, who poked fun at Trump during the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Trump tried insulting Meyers by calling him a stutterer, rep for the Stuttering Foundation is not happy about it. Shame on you, Mr. Trump.
Uh-oh.
We find it discouraging that in this year, Donald Trump has chosen to use the word stutterer as a derogatory item, something to be made fun of.
Didn't you watch the King's Speech, Donald?
To describe yeah. Seth Meyers' speech. Is he a stutterer? I didn't know Seth Meyers was a stutterer.
I didn't either. Yeah. You know, the one thing I like about Donald is he is not afraid to confront somebody.
It sounds stupid.
But, you know, I mean, he will take on anybody, which I like.
Yeah.
But then again, he's a little thin-skinned and has to take on everybody, which I don't like. I mean, you know, sometimes
he canceled
an
appearance on Saturday Night Live because of this and a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to let it go, man.
He actually had a couple of nice things to say about the president after Bin Laden had been killed. He said, quote, "I want to personally congratulate the president and the men and women of the armed forces. I'm so proud to see Americans standing shoulder to shoulder waving the flag in celebration of this victory. We ought to spend the next several days not debating party politics, but in remembrance of those who lost their lives September 11th. Yeah, there's something to be said for that. And that's kind of, that's the approach. I'm sort of, as we were talking earlier, trying to find the correct maelstrom, the correct place to be here, given what my program is all about and kind of what I'm all about. We've gotten, okay, we know he's dead, fine. What happens now? And I think you're talking about whether you're safe or not, whether the country is united is of value. You may be curious to know that Judge Judy is not going to retire.
Oh?
She just signed a new deal that will continue her program to 2015. She's 68 years old.
You know how much money she makes?
I know her partner. Who was an agent in New York.
Four more years, right?
Yeah, 4 more years. She is the only person in daytime television that consistently beat Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Did she really?
Oh, yeah.
She makes...
That I didn't know.
She owns the whole syndication. She owns
it
all.
She and this guy that's the agent, they own it. They came up with the idea.
Yeah.
Millions.
Is she a real judge?
You know...
She was like a family judge or something like that.
Yeah, she was in a family court. You're right. Yep. Okay. Entertainment Weekly says that Corbin Blue from High School Musical is going to be one of the X Factor judges, along with Nicole Scherzinger and Paula Abdul is still being discussed. Right?
Who's Nicole Scherzinger?
She's from the. I knew that last week. Why didn't you ask me last week?
The Scherzinger family.
Yeah, I don't know. Check it out. Reach 59 after.
I am.